We've got a beautiful looking forecast, lovely and warm for the next few days. And that's meaning that a lot of folks are going to want to go down to the lake, walk and relax. Folks that are tourists, of course, can't get enough of the lake walk. And locals who get a little too much warm temperature just love to go down there and recreate and perhaps cool off a little bit. But boy, our poor lake walk has taken a drubbing in recent years. Jackie Falk is with Friends of the Lake Walk. She joins us this morning to bring us up to speed on the latest developments. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Well, and good morning to you. Hey, and I want to thank KUMD for their service to the community, and thank you for inviting me to join you this morning.
Ah, bless your heart. So tell us, our poor lake walk, it got pounded last fall, and then it got pounded again about a month ago. And that's going to take, obviously, some money and some time to get put right. You had a meeting last night. Tell us with whom you had the meeting and what the upshot of it was.
Well, sure. And I'm going to preempt just a moment to tell you who Friends of the Lake Walk is. Friends of the Lake Walk is an organization formed 10 years ago with the purpose of preserving, protecting, and improving the Duluth Lake Walk. Sort of being a voice for that great silent asset we have that lays next to Lake Superior's shore. So last night we had our annual meeting. Our guest presenter was Will Roche, who is the new manager of Parks and Recreation here in Duluth. He's been here about 6 months, and he arrived October 10th, just before that storm that hit October 26th and 27th. The original plan, the lake walk needs updating. It's 20 years old, and the city had planned on doing a mini master plan starting in November 2017, and the storm cut off that process. He gave us terrific details about the nature of the storm. They recorded water levels that were at a record and 15-foot waves, and the forces exerted by this water against the shore exceeded the statistics that you'd only expect in a storm coming every 100 years. So it washed out lots of the rock that protects the shore, and there near the motels in Canal Park, the shore level actually dropped 4 feet from the level it was at in 2012. That's how much of the shore was washed away by the storm. So the next step was a thorough assessment of the lake walk damage. It's sort of like they had to get a really clear picture of the underground and the underwater story. So that whatever is built in the future will be able to withstand such a storm in the future.
So it's not just a question of getting some nice boards and building something pretty and plopping on the ground.
No, not at all. And the work is more difficult in the loose climate. Our work season is short. So the storm hit in October, then it was covered with snow, so you couldn't even do an assessment until the snow had cleared. They hired a firm from Chicago, and I've got that somewhere here. Here we go. The TRC and its environmental and engineering firm to do that assessment, and he actually expects that assessment to be completed within just the next 2 to 3 weeks. And that included scuba divers going underwater to see what the nature of the surface of the lake bottom was. And they used drones to take radio assessments of how the shore levels had changed. I was very impressed with the detail of the work that had been done. So the assessment will be done in the next couple to 3 weeks. And then the next step is to get permits from the Minnesota DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers and the other governing bodies. And that's always a process where they control the timeline. We don't know how long that will take. And the next and most really important factor that complicates the process is we are eligible for federal funds, which would pay for 75% of the repair costs, but they have a very complicated and very stringent timeline that has to be observed, and the money is available only one time. So it's really important to get it right. What we want to build, we have to know when we ask for those funds the first time. The timeline is usually a year, but they're negotiating some leeway in that because of our construction season being so short. So with an ambitious timeline, Will Roach believes that the repair work could begin as early as fall of 18. That would be ideal, and then it wouldn't be completed until 2019. So that mini master plan that Friends of the Lake Walk was gearing up to participate and was originally planned for November of 2017, at best will begin in 2019 or even 2020. So you're right. Our lake walk has taken a drubbing, and the Parks and Rec maintenance team has done a great job of the initial cleanup, short-staffed with a lot of parks to take care of. This was a really important presentation to us because people come to us saying, well, they cleaned it up here, but it's not cleaned up there, and it's not cleaned up someplace else. Until they know the actual underground and underwater structural conditions that remain, there are things they simply cannot do. And so, yes, do you have questions, or is that information helpful?
It's absolutely. No, it's it really is fascinating how we just sort of assume in a lot of ways that various different things are so simple. Well, I don't know why they don't just do blah, blah. And mm-hmm. when you ask a question or two, you always find out, oh, it's more complicated than I thought. But we never seem to learn that lesson. You are also, the Friends of the Lake Walk is also teamed up with Monarch Buddies. Now, we love Monarch Buddies. But when I think about the Lake Walk, I don't think about a lot of plants necessarily. So how does the Monarch Buddies partnership work with Friends of the Lake Walk?
Well, so one of the missions of Friends, one of the gifts of the Lake Walk is that everybody has an easy chance to be in relationship with nature on a regular basis. And rather than mowing, which is what the city does in many of the planted areas, there are not plantings, it's just mowed, that doesn't create an invitation to look at the relationship we have with our natural world. Monarch Buddies went to the cities and said, are there areas that you don't need to mow where we can make plantings of pollinator gardens, particularly milkweed, that supports the monarch population? The city identified 20 places where they don't mow, wouldn't have to mow, if there were volunteers to take care of and provide the pollinator gardens that would give people the opportunity to see, oh, here's a place where we support the continuing of our ecosystem. The Friends of the Lake Walk has partnered with Monarch Buddies. We will take responsibility. Volunteers from our organization will take full responsibility for 6 of those sites to do the plantings and then do the maintenance of those little gardens. And Friends of the Lake Walk will continue to contribute funds and support our individual volunteers or other plantings that the Monarch Buddies are doing to keep the pollinators healthy in our region.
Well, that is fantastic. So not only will the Lake Walk eventually get the love it deserves, pollinators will have, they'll be getting a little bit of love too. And of course, that love will spread to everyone who enjoys the Lake Walk. Anybody who's ever been to a butterfly garden, what a fabulous thing it is to just mm-hmm. walk along and all of a sudden see a butterfly and, right up close to where you are. And it's just transfixing. That's wonderful. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing the information from that meeting last night. I'm sure everyone in town wasn't able to attend, but a lot of people in town are really interested in knowing what was said. So thanks again so much for joining us.
And thank you, Lisa, for hosting me. Have a good day.
You too. Jackie Falk this morning, our guest on 103.3 KUMD.